Fun fact, banging your head against the wall for 1 hour burns 150 calories.
Ah. Of course, you're dead in a coma, but, you know.
AJ, did you know that?
I had no idea.
I don't.
You burn 300 calories.
Look at that. See, that's why my head's so skinny.
So standing?
Skinny, moron.
I think he's skinny.
Yes, yeah, so are we over yet or what?
No, we're not over yet.
Okay.
AJ?
Fun fact. The last letter added to the English alphabet wasn't Z. It was the letter J.
Ah! Ah! What happened?
I don't know. Guess we're out late.
Wait, they no, just, J?
Just J was the last one added. Yeah.
It was outside smoking itself before
exactly,
it came in.
Right.
It's a letter that is in your name.
Right.
And of course, it arrived in the wrong position. Ashley?
Fun fact. It's possible to faint or die from pooping too hard.
Oh. What's guessing fun about that?
I'm guessing the smell.
Don't poop too hard is the lesson here.
My pooping brain's out, yes.
That is true.
Well, at least you died.
That's a good point here. That's not fun.
Right. Well, at least you died doing something you loved.
That's true. You can say they died doing what they loved.
Exactly right.
They died happy.
I was in that bathroom all the time, man.
Wow.
That's literally crapping your brains out.
Yes.
Phil?
Fun fact, all three members of Nirvana were kicked out of the album release party for Nevermind because they started a food fight. They filled up a watermelon with ranch dressing and started throwing it around. That's called fun, Ashley.
Sounds like a new Pringles flavor.
Sounded wrong to me.
Watermelon Emma ranch. And Wallingford.
Fun fact. An apple, potato, and an onion all taste the same if you eat them with your nose plugged.
And no, we're not doing that. No,
yes, we are.
But would you taste it at all when you plug your nose?
It's something you have to try.
You won't taste anything, actually. Remember last time she had us doing something else stupid? Remember?
Feet.
But you all did it.
Which we didn't do.
Right.
Your feet were supposed to go in bags of garlic.
No, there was something else we were supposed to do. That we actually did.
Do you remember?
Hold your nose and hum.
Yes.
Oh.
You did that.
Remember, we did it last time.
You can't do it.
Exactly right.
No, you can't.
It sounds like someone's being held hostage in my head. Fun Fact Friday.
Yay.
Jennifer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Fun fact. The single dot over the lowercase letter I is called a tittle.
I am. I am looking for the single dot. Thank you.
I will always remember that one.
That is wonderful you say that.
Tittle. I have a tittle in my name.
That was named my cat.
You have a tittle.
I have
in
a cat
name.
Named Tittle.
I was going to make a joke. But
what about the J? That has a little dot over it.
All right, Ashley, it was just for the I.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's both.
I killed it.
Fun fact, everybody jump on Ashley.
In her name, the J would be capitalized.
That's true.
Yeah.
But she's still saying it's odd. I get it. Let's call that a tittle, too.
Oh, a tittle, too.
All right.
You Jennifer'd the joke, didn't you?
Yep.
Sorry.
To right, Jennifer.
Love you. Bye.
All right. Chaz lost his bags, by the way.
I know. I heard. Yeah. My God.
The airport.
The bag you rushed out to him?
Yes.
Got you.
Derek and Waterbury.
Fun fact. Over 90% of the holy water in the front of the church contains fecal matter.
No. I'm refuting that fun fact.
Wait a minute.
It's called holy crap.
Wait a minute.
It's holy crap.
How do you know that?
Think about it.
Okay, I'm
when
trying
you go to bless yourself. What hand do you wipe yourself with?
Oh, no.
All right,
so go lefty.
Wait a minute.
Oh boy.
Now the correct answer there is holy crap.
Right.
Has the water ever been tested?
The Lord tested it.
It's been blessed.
That's where I saw it.
This testament
somewhere that they've tested it. Have Phil look it up.
Right?
That's not a fun fact.
No. It's kind
That's
of gross,
an
actually.
Unfun fact.
It's a gross fact.
You know, back in the day, and I would show up for church, and then you're drinking out of that
The
metal urn.
Chalice.
Yeah, the chalice.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yes.
And there's wine, and then you take a sip, and then they wipe it.
With a napkin.
And they turn it an inch.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, but like, all right, so I'm counting. All right, so I have 8 people. So, all right, that's my person.
Yeah. Get to know them.
Never's going to happen again now.
Yeah. That's never going to happen again.
Nope. Now they have straws. Your own straw.
There was a medical report done on this in 2013. 86% of holy water is teeming with E. coli and other bacteria.
Oh, look at that. See?
Fun fact Friday, Mary Beth in West Haven.
Fun fact, the word avocado actually comes from the word meaning testicle.
Ah. You got a large set of avocados there. Hey, don't bother me. I got a large set of avocados over here.
We are learning a lot today.
Who wants some guacamole? You want some guac? All right. Oh.
All right.
Guac is the testicle sauce.
That's good to know. Thank you. Being tree testicles.
Well,
thank
that's
you.
That's a sound bite, Mary Beth. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Fun fact Friday.
Yay.
1-877-764-2535. Beef man.
Fun fact. The word posh is an old maritime term, and it's derived from, it stands for port out starboard home.
Ah, how posh. Posh. Now it means
posh
fancy.
Posh accommodations.
Right. Posh. Posh.
I don't think I would ever refer to Beefman as posh.
Right. Good nickname for somebody. Hey, posh, get over here. That one friend does tell things.
I may have posh accommodations.
How about a posh salad?
Thank you, Beefman. Jason in the truck.
Fun fact. George Lucas went to Hawaii with Steven Spielberg on a vacation the weekend that Star Wars opened because he thought it was going to be a failure.
And the good thing was now they can afford it. Guess what? We can pay for our vacation. Woo!
You just wanted to get out of the country.
I'll have the steak instead. Thank you.
Man.
And some shrimp.
Boy, that turned out to be the opposite.
Throw some lump crab in there as well, damn it.
That's a good fun fact. Can you look up the week that it came out just to see what it was going up against?
May of 1977.
Let's go back to May of 1977.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Counting them down.
Here you are. Fun fact Friday, and here's Goose Boy with the facts. Just the facts from Goose Boy. I'm Casey Kasem.
I'm Casey Kasem.
And this is about Star Wars.
Stupid thing. They have one movie listed. Guess what it is?
I couldn't tell you.
It's Star Wars, AJ.
Oh. No, I'm Casey Kasem.
It's going to take a little bit of research here.
Yes.
Okay.
This is about computers that suck.
77 in film. Scroll through this horrible thing.
This is about people talking to themselves on the air. And folks listening.
I actually ever hear Casey Kasem. Do you know who Casey Kasem is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He used to be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How's the extra strength Tylenol? Good.
Wow.
This is about people on strong and extra strength Tylenol. Yes.
She's in pain and I'm drugged. So.
This is about a girl who can't breathe right now who's smiling. It's about bangs and teeth.
Sure, sir. Get it.
You're right there.
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, this is fun. AJ, you'll like this.
Okay, good.
The only other movie that I recognize the title of that came out in May of that year, Smokey and the Bandit.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
It came out 2 days after Star Wars did.
Really?
It's a miracle that it even ever made money.
Right.
Well, because it had Trans Am in it.
Well,
Burt
we remember both those movies.
Yeah.
And they came out the same week.
Had a winning combination.
That
Burt
was
Reynolds,
a good
Trans Am. Yep.
These are the movies that were released before Star Wars in the month of May. Star Wars came out May 25th. The White Buffalo. The Car.
Oh, God, that movie sucked.
Handle with Care. Joseph Andrews.
Hey.
Cross of Iron. The Greatest.
Jeez.
Wow. Snoozers. Imagine being in one of those movies and you think, this is my breakout movie.
Yep, here I go.
And then there's Star Wars and Smokey and the Bandit.
Right.
Son of a.
Right. Next thing you're waiting tables again.
James Earl Jones was also part of The Greatest.
Mufasa.
obviously.
I hope this is the right bit here. Okay. I queued up Casey Kasem. I'm going to play this for Ashley because it's about a dog.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication, and this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please.
Sounds
see, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a damn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a damn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week.
Snuggles.
Like a slow ramp up of temper.
Pictures. Yeah. While I'm yelling, I'm just going to yell about everything.
Don't my damn dog dying.
Aww.
You got to come out of those goddamn up-tempo records and talk about someone dying. It's Don on the phone. I'm on a goddamn concerted effort. Did I come out of an up-tempo song and I have to talk about someone dying? And by the way, what happened to those pictures I was supposed to get?
Yeah, it's a Chaz version.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, this is that what I sound like?
No, a little bit.
Fun Fact Friday, you know how to play.
Yes.
You call in, your fun fact has to be real, and you have to get right to it. The minute we pick up and say your name, you say fun fact, and launch right into it. Pat in Berlin.
Hi, fun fact. It takes over 10...
Fun fact, your phone sucks.
Hold on.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, bad cell area. Go ahead, try it again.
All right, so it takes 10 pounds of cheese.
Damn it.
Ah. 10 pounds of something.
Just odd.
What was the fun fact? I'm not hearing you. Can you try it one more time?
Can you hear me now?
Not really.
Just say it.
All right, sorry. 10 pounds.
All right, we got to go.
Goodbye.
Fun fact, we tried.
Three strikes, you're out.
Yes. But thank you for calling.
What was the fun fact? Do you remember?
It takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of cheese.
Oh.
10 pounds of milk?
That's what he said.
1 pound of cheese.
1 pound of cheese.
So it was a stealth shot at me, basically.
Cheese. Yeah.
Fun fact. Cheese. Get lost.
The cheese.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
That was God protecting you.
Yes, thank you, God. Your other favorite says thank you.
Sean in Milford.
Hey, good morning, gang. Fun fact.
I'm hanging up when you do that.
Oh, my God.
Just fun fact.
Mike in West Haven.
Fun fact. Joe Biden thinks Chaz's name is Chad, and he laughs about it.
Been drinking early, yes.
Hi, then we unite the edges.
Whoop.
Fun fact, Chaz played the wrong clip.
Different Chaz.
Jordan.
Jordan!
Flat.
Jordan?
Really?
Fun fact, the tip of a needle is flat.
Oh. Why does it hurt so much?
Is that true?
I have no
it's
idea.
It's a fun fact, it must be.
The needle's flat.
Doesn't seem right.
Doesn't seem like it. Pokes my skin.
Eric in Bristol.
Fun fact, if you've managed to fold a paper 103 times, it's as wide as the observable universe, or 83 billion light years.
Run this by me again.
My head hurts now.
Yeah.
All right. Run it.
If you fold a piece of paper 103 times, just 103, it's as wide as the universe. And it's real. You could do the math. It's just exponential growth.
As wide as the universe?
Is 8.5 by 11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
So, yeah, just a regular piece of paper. It matters the paper's width, so it doesn't matter how large the dimensions are, just the width of the paper.
I don't know.
Is the universe smaller than an eight?
I have no idea.
The universe is smaller than an 8.5 by 11.5.
He said there's math involved. I took this job because there's no math.
If you fold it, 103 times, so eventually the thickness of the fold you made would be 83 billion light years long. Because the paper gets thicker as you fold it. You see what I mean? You fold it twice as thick. Fold it again.
Act like you're talking to boobs.
Right. Pretend, for example, like four.
Phil, so this is correct.
This is correct.
This is 100% legit.
I wouldn't doubt it. This.
Right. Dumb this down so we understand.
Right. Use slow words.
All right. Let's just say, doesn't matter what the unit is. A paper is one unit thick. If you fold it, then it's two units thick. And then you fold it again, and then it's four, and then again, an eight. So it keeps growing so fast that by the time you get to 103 folds, it's literally as wide as the universe with just a regular piece of paper. It's hard to believe.
How
but
small
it's
is the
true.
Universe?
Or how large is it?
Well, the observable universe is 83 billion light years. And that's how far, that's how wide the paper would get. I know it sounds unbelievable, but it is true.
Okay. Thank you, Stephen Hawking Jr.
You do sound like you're in a lab somewhere with a coat and thick glasses.
Right. Where's my prescription?
I want to refer to you from this point forward as Professor Eric.
Right. Where's my BP meds, for God's sake?
I have a bunch of these weird facts, so.
We should start with you every week.
Yeah, we should. Right.
Just make sure you get in every week, all right?
Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
I don't know if that's fun or fascinating.
It hurt my head.
Freakish.
Yeah, my brain.
I felt something snap on the top of my head.
My head does hurt right now.
Thank you.
There's a whole list of important marks. Like every time you fold a paper in half. So seven folds will be about the thickness of a notebook, 128 pages.
How about the bent folds?
True. Right. That can't be.
Not so bad.
10 folds and the paper will be about the width of a hand. 23 folds will get you to 1 kilometer.
Who sat down and figured all this out?
30 folds will get you to
prisoner.
Space. It's math. You have to figure out.
As it's you, math. You well, then there you go.
See, I don't like math.
On. One fold. Two folds. How many to get to the width of my hand? 3.
10.
Good luck with that.
See, I like math. Like, I have $20. I want to buy.
Five.
I want to buy a 6-pack of Twisted Tea.
You can't fold a piece of paper 10 times.
That's.
How much money do I have left?
6.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, really. Need more paper.
You really did try.
I know.
Fun Fact Friday.
When's the fun start?
Right.
That was school. That sucked.
Yes. And this is why I didn't pay attention.
42 folds of a single piece of paper will get you to the moon.
Yeah, okay.
Are you serious?
Keep folding. You're like 40 away.
No, but why wouldn't we just take 42 pieces of paper?
I don't know.
Oh, right, because it...
It has to be the same paper.
Because you're going to kill same trees. Paper. You're killing trees.
42 folds.
42 folds. I mean, for a band, 42 folds.
Then why are we building rocket ships? Why don't we just fold a piece of paper 42 times and climb up it?
42 folds, also the nickname of someone by 600
by life. We could have done this whole thing. All right, yeah, all right. So it's great to be a rocket scientist.
Right.
We're going to do all these parts and spend all this money and blow people up in the launch pad and then finally get them up there. Well, you know, we could have just folded a piece of paper 42 times.
You know, 42 folds would be a bad name for an exact dancer.
Yes, if you're a dancer.
You don't want to be 42 folds.
You don't want to be called 42
folds. You only want 2 folds, yeah.
Wow. That blows my mind.
Yep.
Blows my mind.
My head hurts right
it's
now.
42.
Really.
If I fold this,
I feel blood coming out of my ear.
If I can fold this 42 times, I can get to the moon.
Good luck.
It. All right, go for it, Jess.
Well, now I know how I'm going to spend my vacation.
Anyone seen Jess? Yeah, he's over the moon.
I'm going to the moon.
Lab coat's coming.
Oh, look at
3, 2, 1.
Here.
Brandy and Cheshire.
Fun fact, the left testicle hangs lower than the right on most men. And if the right testicle is lower, he's probably left-handed.
Oh.
Ah.
Agent.
Ah.
My left one does hang lower, thank you.
Yang you.
And I'm like, I am going to smack the crap out of you. No need to fold anything. I'm going to send you to the freaking moon.
You fold Phil 42 times, you'll get to Mars.
Yeah. I fold them once, it's going to be blood.
Hey, Ashley, smacking her head against
the thing. Hey, slow ride. Knock it off over there, hyena. Did you guys smoke a joint without me? What the hell's going on, you people?
I got to sit down.
Oh, good. Yeah, most folks do. And shut up, too, while you're at it.
I didn't say it, and I didn't
There's
comment
a lot
on
going
it.
On here.
No, this is you.
Or Iron Man.
Yeah, the war.
How do you know your left? So you clearly studied your genitals.
I didn't study, but I know for a fact the left one does hang lower than the right one, yes. And I'm right-handed.
How do you know that?
You look, you feel. It belongs to me.
I can tell you, I've been with my genitalia 56 years, and I don't know which one hangs lower.
I take inventory, okay? My hands wandered down there all the time. She's still on the phone? Oh, God, no.
Yeah, she's still on the phone.
Thank you for the fun fact. Get off the phone.
I love this bit.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.